Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a House committee is already taking up the massive budget bill approved in a tie-breaking vote in the Senate earlier today. Republicans working to finalize the measure, which calls for steep cuts to programs like Medicaid to pay for tax breaks for the wealthy. Three Republicans voted with Democrats opposing that measure. President Trump, after it passed the Senate hurdle.
It's a great bill. There is something for everyone, and I think it's going to go very nicely in the House. Actually, I think it will be easier in the House than it was in the Senate.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates cuts to Medicaid could lead to more than 11 million Americans losing their health care. The president in Florida today getting a tour of the newly opened migrant detention facility that's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Jurors in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial are in their first full day of deliberations. They've sent a fifth note to the judge requesting transcripts from testimony by Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. This is ABC News. Last week, the U.S. was breaking records with triple-digit temperatures. This week, Europe sweltering under a record heat wave.
Spain and Portugal seeing record temperatures, while here in France, it's so hot that officials decided to close the top floor of the Eiffel Tower, though the other floors remain open. And in England, as Wimbledon gets underway, the new heat rule will allow tennis stars to take a 10-minute break when the weather gets to be too much. Inés de la Quintera, ABC News. Paris.
Major airports on the East Coast trying to catch up with a backlog of flights canceled and delayed due to volatile storms last night. The timing mixing with record travel at airports and on roads for the 4th of July getaway. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
AAA projects that an all-time record of 72.2 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home for the 4th of July. That's almost 2 million more than last year, 7 million more than 2019.
I'm Michelle Franzen. ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket?
But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot with up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery like GE Profile. Simplify your routine with GE Profile appliances, from refrigerators with autofill pitchers and multiple dispensing options to all-in-one washer-dryer combos that can wash and dry a full load in under 2 hours. Shop 4th of July savings on top brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Firefighters from several Washington County departments responded to a train derailment and diesel spill Monday morning in Hartford. Hartford Fire Rescue Chief Tony Burgart says three Wisconsin Southern engines and 19 of 50 cars being pulled overturned.
So there's approximately several thousand gallons of diesel fuel that have spilled into the ground.
There's also a nitrous oxide tank that had crashed and the outside cracked off of, but the tank has not leaked.
Burgard says the three Wisconsin Southern crew members on board the train walked away with minor injuries. There were no other injuries and no evacuations at nearby homes or businesses. Following the decision by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to not fully fund the Department of Justice's victim services budget, advocates are calling for full funding. Office of Crime Victim Services Executive Director Shira Phelps.
Without adequate funding, local programs will be forced to lay off staff, reduce hours and programming, or close entirely. Survivors will lose crisis counseling, emergency shelter, legal help, and life-saving programs. Imagine fleeing your abuser and the shelter doors are locked.
DOJ requested $67.8 million, but JFC voted to include only $20 million in the first year of the biennium. Phelps and other advocates joined Attorney General Josh Call for a Monday press conference. A Madison man accused of violating sanctions against Russia has reached a plea deal in federal court.
The Wisconsin State Journal reports federal prosecutors accused Andrew Pogosin of selling 8 pieces of scientific equipment to Russian buyers. Pogosin allegedly tried to mask those sales by claiming they were going to other Eastern European countries. The plea deal says at least one of those pieces of equipment made it to a branch of the Russian military that creates chemical weapons. Under the deal, Pogosin faces a maximum of 10 years in prison for the most serious charges of smuggling. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny the rest of today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 63. Sunshine and 87 for Wednesday. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For Wednesday night, scattered storms and a low of 65. High near 85 on Thursday. For the 4th of July, mostly sunny with a high around 88. Right now, it's 80.
Winter wheat futures led early strength in the grain markets and even extended gains into the close. The soy complex was mixed and corn futures managed to find a way to close on the top side of some critical support levels. Lean hogs were mixed and the cattle complex ended the day with sharp losses.
Live. Why, it seems like only yesterday it was June. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll have a conversation with Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Then it's Brian Split from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, welcome to AgriTalk, and welcome to July.
Uh-huh.
The second half of the year, 2025.
We're here.
Unbelievable. Uh-huh. Unbelievable. We made it through the first half. Congrats, buddy.
We did. Yep. Yep. The first half and, like, most of a whole day, too. You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. exactly right. So the temperature's warming up here in northeast Iowa. We've got 82 degrees. Big, strong sun out there right now. And we're going to be looking at mostly sunny conditions now through the end of the week. There might be a short storm in there someplace, but for the most part, sunny and warm.
That sounds nice. We'll hit 90 in the next week or so, but yeah. it looks like for the most part, sort of 86, 87-ish and sunny. That's all right. I'll take that.
Gotcha. All right. Brian Grady's coming up. We're going to spend some time talking about what's going on in all these markets, cattle, hogs, corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton. We've got a lot of ground that we are going to cover in the conversation with Brian Grady. And, of course, we've got Brian Split from AgMarket.net coming up here in just a bit. If I'm going to pick one feature from the way that the market's traded today, you know, I'm really kind of having a difficult time picking between the gains that we saw in wheat futures mm-hmm. versus the losses that we saw in the cattle complex. I mean, sharp losses in feeder cattle contracts as we start to to reopen the border with Mexico to cattle trade, but it was a nice move to the upside in the wheat market as well. We'll get to all of those details coming up here in just a little bit. All right, man, let's go ahead and get to the markets.
Sure thing. Chip, the U.S. dollar index traded to the lowest level of the year and then recovered to trade nearly unchanged as the grain markets were wrapping up today's trade. Dollar weakness does seem to be providing some support for wheat prices, with winter wheat futures favoring the upside. September soft red winter wheat futures again rejected trade under 540, and the contract posted a low range open and a high range close for the first time in seven sessions. USDA rated 48% of the winter wheat crop in good to excellent condition as of June 29, down 1 point from the previous week. Spring wheat rated 53% good to excellent, also down 1 point from last week. September HRW wheat futures 4.5 cents higher today at 531.25. September soft red wheat up 10.75 cents to 549. September spring wheat futures, I haven't seen a close yet. At last report, right, 632, up 11.25 on the day.
Yeah, it's a nice price performance, no question about it. Tested both support and resistance in the SRW market this week, and the support held. That's probably the most important thing.
Well, USDA this morning announced a sale of 503,000 metric tons of new crop corn for delivery to Mexico, and the sale of another 69,000 metric tons of 26 crop to Mexico. USDA yesterday rated 73% of the U.S. corn crop in good to excellent condition, up 3 points from the previous week. The lack of a jolt from yesterday's acreage or grain stocks report left the corn market focused on money flow and the weather forecast. Traders currently see little risk to national corn yield, keeping sellers in control. December corn opened lower at near session highs, fell to a new contract low, and then recovered to post a mid-range close back on top of support at 420. September corn futures were 3.25 cents lower today at 406. December corn down 3.5, 422. March corn futures closed at 438. That's down 3 cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, crop conditions and exactly how this that's where the focus is going to be now that we've got the acreage report and that quarterly grain stocks report, quote unquote, out of the way. Mm-hmm. The focus is really going to be on growing conditions.
Well, USDA's crop condition ratings for soybeans were unchanged in the weekend of June 29. As with corn, the lack of market-moving incentives in yesterday's USDA reports left the bean market focused on the weather forecast. Soybean oil prices did push higher today ahead of USDA's monthly bean crush data. For May, bean crush is expected up 6.9% from a year ago with relatively tight bean oil stocks. November soybeans continue to consolidate at the low end of last week's trading range, but the ability to close above today's opening range could trigger some follow-through buying. August beans were steady today, 10.29¾. September up 0.25, 10.18½. November beans closed at 10.27¼. That's up just 0.25 cents, Chip.
Yeah, spreaders were ripping in the product markets today. August soybean oil up 101 points. 53.66. August bean oil down, excuse me, August bean meal down $2.10 a ton, 273.70.
Well, December cotton today was 10 points lower at 68.03. Now let's get to the livestocks, where USDA's plan to reopen the U.S.-Mexico border to cattle trade was a psychological hammer on the cattle complex. August fat cattle 3.12½ lower on the day, 210.75. October off 237.5 to 207.80. And August feeders down $4.65 to 306.02½. And on the snout side, July lean hog futures $1.10 lower, 109. October slipped 55 cents to 106.95. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brian Split, agmarket.net. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Doing good, fellas. How are you today?
Doing just fine. Talk to me about what's going on in this hog market.
Yeah, this hog market had a tremendous rally from the lows that were scored in April, and that was all the way down at the price level of 86 in August. We had what I would consider a head and shoulder bottom that had formed, and that was basically between about early March and early May. And that objective was met to the T when we made the highs here in June. So we've taken out really that aggressive uptrend on the hogs. I think this market's in trouble. There's a gap back down there at 99.37. That's right about halfway for the whole rally. And I think you're probably going to see this hog market do what it's done before. Just anecdotally, it seems like hogs like to make V tops and V bottoms. When we made that low in April, it was just straight up. And I think if the trend has changed here, this market's going to be under some pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. That gap goes all the way back to early May, doesn't it? So we're going to, we've got a lot of gains to erase before we get down there. I guess that's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah, right. That gap, would fill just under 100, and we had settled today at 106.95. So we're talking about, 7 cents a pound or 100 weight. That's going to be a pretty solid break if we do that. And if we get to a 62% retracement, that takes you right back down to those late April lows that we had all the way down there, just above 96. So, I think this market is something where if we get a little bounce here short term, producers should have some put coverage under them, and they may want to just preemptively get some anyway if they don't have anything covering this market, because that's been a really aggressive trend and we broke it to start the week this week.
Gotcha. All right, Brian. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Brian Split, agmarket.net, with some analysis there, some chart analysis on what is happening in August hogs. We'll talk to Brian Grady about some of the fundamentals in that hog market coming up here in just a little bit. But I guess if we're going to start with the big mover of the day, we're probably going to have to get focused on that cattle trade first when we get Brian Grady, editor of Pro Farmer, in here on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
There's danger. Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, providing land loans to help family farms thrive in any challenge. Terms and conditions apply. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. 1st of July. Turn the calendar. Reset the markets. Light a fire. Do something. Let's get some action going in these grains. Come on. Come on. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. Davis is here as well. And let's bring in Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Beege, it's good to talk with you, buddy. How are you?
Great. I'm going to light a fire, Chip.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's going to do anything for the markets or not, but you got me convinced. I'm ready to light a fire.
Good deal. Good deal. Let's go ahead and shoot it up in the air and get some fireworks going here at the end of the week. I just kind of want to do anything. But before we get to the grains, we probably had better start with what's going on in that cattle complex today, Beege. Pretty rough day.
Yeah. So tied to the USDA's plans to phase the reopening of the Mexican border to cattle imports. And so all things, if they go as planned, next Monday on July 7th, the first port of entry will be opened up. And then that'll be followed a week later by another one, a week after that by another one, then one in mid-August and one in mid-September. So that really, just gave traders a reason to liquidate some long positions today, take profits out of the long side of the market, however you want to phrase it. But I mentioned it on this morning's show briefly in the Markets Now update, but probably not as much fundamentally changing as is psychological. It gave traders a reason. They long-standing bull market in cattle. It's very mature. It's been going on. We've seen buyers show up underneath the market many times. When it looked like it might break and put in a top because of the rally the previous 2 days off of last week's lows, we're still in okay shape. But, boy, if we take out last week's lows, then it looks more compelling that tops are in place in the live cattle market in particular.
Right. So if we're looking at that August contract, the low that we posted last week, 207.70, that came on Thursday. Watch that level really, really closely here. Now, after we posted that low, Thursday's price action last week was a big upside recovery, and then kind of steady action on Friday, and excuse me, big upside recovery on Friday, steady action on Monday, and then a little bit of pressure on that market today. But it feels like it's into a process of marking a high. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when you get into rarefied air, and just recently all-time highs in that market, traders kind of they don't really know what to do with it, and that's part of the reason that the futures were so far below the cash market. They didn't want to chase it because it was already at all-time highs and that type of stuff. The response here is going to be critical because we've seen, like I mentioned, buyers show up every time it looked like, hey, maybe a top is in place. Buyers show up again and just really punish those that were sellers, active
exactly.
sellers. And so we'll see if that happens again or not. But possibility that, when you get increased volatility, bigger price bars, that type of stuff in rarefied air, those are some warning signs that maybe a top is in place. I don't think anybody in their right mind would want to call a top in cattle futures unless they're looking for some sort of notoriety, whether that be good or bad.
Yeah. Well, this cattle market is littered with the carcasses of guys that have tried to call a top in this thing for the last 6 months.
And probably longer than that, to be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, this is a lengthy, lengthy, lengthy bull market that we're talking about. And just the last leg of it has been lengthy, but this has been ongoing for quite some time now.
Yeah. Yeah. This cattle market bull can vote and sit at the bar and have a drink both. It has been an impressive move. The feeder cattle, the breakdown that we had today, it felt like it was a little, just a touch more aggressive of a breakdown than what we saw in the fat cattle. Is that right?
Yeah, well, so, you know, there's going to be more feeders coming across that, you know, they aren't going to be fat cattle when they come across the border. And so, you know, I think the thing to keep in mind here, once again, we're at all-time highs and, you know, how much demand is there for feeders at these prices. But the other thing is, you know, we're going to open up, five ports of entry from basically July 7th through September 15th. But that isn't all of them. And that isn't going to account for – so now some of the cattle that would have came through other ports of entry might come through those five. But you're not going to get a full reopening yet. And so impacts, you know, probably not as great as what some believe they will be just based on the headlines and stuff like that were coming out today.
Right. Okay. All right. We got the technical outlook on what's going on in the hog market from Brian Split. What about fundamentally? How's that market shaping up for you?
Well, the cash market is now starting to top out, and we knew that would come at some point this summer. Nobody really knew when. The July futures had been telling us it was probably going to come in mid-July. Now, after yesterday's price action and today's follow-through to the downside, the July futures are below the cash index, and so traders have flipped. They are now telling us that, hey, a seasonal cash top may be in place. And pulling back. So I did some technical damage today. We filled the gap that was left to the upside on the 16th of June in July hogs. And so if we get, you know, active follow through selling next couple days, shortened week, so we only have 2 days left here this week ahead of a long weekend. And so we'll see. But if you finish low range for the week, then it sure would be a little bit more damaging from that perspective. Fundamentally, going back to your question, we should be topping out sometime in the summer. That's pretty normal. It can come anywhere from June to August in any given year, and so we would kind of be right in the middle of that time frame right now.
Gotcha. Demand concerns for either beef or pork at this point?
Oh, I think that probably beef is the one that you have to be worried about because, boy, I look at those prices, wholesale prices, and it's absolutely incredible. We've talked about this. I think I've mentioned it every single time I've been on your show, but if it wasn't for the huge run up to all time highs, that we saw in the futures and the same in the cash market, the wholesale beef would be the story, and it's, you know, no more than third fiddle at this point in time. And here we sit, you know, choice beef this morning was more than $395. The select was more than $384 and just incredible prices. So the retailer has been pretty slow to pass that on to the consumer. But boy, if they do, then there might be some concerns on the demand side of things. Maybe get into a supply demand imbalance the other way. We've been supply demand imbalanced on the supply side of things, and maybe get that way on the demand side of things.
Okay. Before we get to the break, talk to me about what's going on in cotton. We had such a good week last week, more than 200 points higher on the week, closed higher every day last week, and then we get kind of a negative acreage report from USDA yesterday.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer, and Texas obviously is the king in terms of cotton, and so every time that we've gotten up to 69, 70 cents or around that area, we've backed off, and we just can't find buyers, and so the funds are comfortably short that market. They need a reason to cover beyond those levels. And we just don't have it at the moment. And so I think it's going to be a struggle moving forward. Now, with that said, the trade uncertainties continue to hang over the marketplace and primarily China, but other Asian countries as well that are critical buyers of U.S. cotton. And so if we alleviate some of those trade concerns, then maybe you do start to get some short covering and stuff, because then cotton starts to look cheap. When you look at some of the other commodities and compare it, 68-cent cotton where we finished today and in December futures kind of does look cheap. But at the moment, we're not having a lot of bargain buyers out there within the commodity complex.
No, we're not. And, you know, if it China would be, it'd be awesome to see China come in and start buying some cotton. But I'll take Turkey. I'll take Pakistan. I'll take Honduras. I'll take anybody stepping in and buying this cotton right now and give us a reason to get a little bit of short covering or some additional short covering going in there. I'd just like an opportunity to get something done above 70 cents is kind of how I feel about it. All right, we are in the middle of a conversation with Brian Grady, editor at Pro Farmer. Coming back, we've got to talk about the reports we got yesterday from USDA, the acreage, the grain stocks. How does that set us up for the rest of the summer? We'll discuss it next here on AgriTalk.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. For September, HRW wheat futures were 4.5 cents higher at 5.31 1/4. September soft red wheat up 10 3/4 cents to 5.49. September corn futures 3 1/4 cents lower at 4.06. December corn down 3.5 cents on the day to 4.22. August soybean futures steady at 10.29 3/4. November soybean futures closed at 10.27 1/4. That's up 0.25 cents. December cotton today, 10 points lower, 68.03. On to the livestock. August fat cattle were $3.12.5 lower at 2.10.75. August feeders plunged $4.65 to 3.0602.5. And July lean hogs $1.10 lower at 1.09. Get more, simply visit tryprofarmer.com.
You said you'd...
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comroe Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny the rest of today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mostly clear tonight, low around 63. Sunshine and 87 for Wednesday. Some afternoon showers and storms possible. For Wednesday night, scattered storms and a low of 65. High near 85 on Thursday. For the 4th of July, mostly sunny with a high around 88. Right now, it's 80.
OP.
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are in the middle of a conversation with Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Beej, I said it earlier, and I hope everybody understands exactly what I'm talking about here. I missed a jolt. I wanted a jolt in that in either the grain stocks or the acreage report yesterday for corn or for soybeans, just to kind of break the markets out of this funk that they are in. And we just didn't get it, did we?
Normal year, July 1, I'd be sitting here and I'd be like, whoa, did you see the move that happened in corn and or beans yesterday in reaction to the reports? And we just didn't see that. For corn, no surprises. On soybeans, the stocks number came in higher than anticipated. And actually, it was a rather historic miss versus the trade estimates for soybeans. And the implication is there that the 2024 crop was underestimated by USDA. But that'll come in September. And so here we sit, July 1, flip the calendar, like you mentioned up front, and we're trading the same thing we were going into the June 30th reports. We aren't trading anything new, so to speak, like you mentioned. Just didn't get a jolt, and for corn in particular. What's that mean? Well, crop conditions are really darn good. The weather seems to be almost ideal across a good swath of the Corn Belt and other areas for that matter. And so we're heading into pollination, full moisture profile in a lot of these areas. And the crop is off and running. And so it's going to probably take something after pollination to put a charge into the corn market from a bullish perspective. And whether that's a period of heat and dryness that gets traders concerned and has funds cover short positions, or some other factor, trade, who knows, unknown factor, but we're going to need that. Otherwise, there's probably a risk of that we see price action similar to last year, where we just saw prices continue to bleed through the growing season.
Yeah. You know, one note on that, the implication that the grains, the soybean stocks might indicate that they underestimated that bean crop last year. It was just an incredibly tough year to nail a bean yield down. I mean, it was a moving target right through combine.
Oh, absolutely. And so it's not uncommon for USDA to go back and revise crop estimates, especially soybeans. They've done corn here recently, recent years. But, historically, it's been the soybean crop. The 28 million bushels that missed by the average estimate on, that was pretty historic from that perspective. A negative residual number, and that's where you get the implication that the crop was underestimated.
Okay. There's just not much yield risk in corn or soybean new crop contracts at this time, is there?
No, and they're, for corn, we're coming up into the critical time frame, obviously. I think it's well versed that July, both precip and temperatures are pretty darn critical to the corn crop. And so we're heading into that in really good shape. And there probably isn't a reason right now, as we sit here on July 1st, for traders to get concerned and build in weather premium. Now, that may change as we move forward. Yeah. Not only through July, but into August and the end of the growing season. But as we sit here now, no. Soybeans, we're still at least a month early before the trade starts to worry about weather or anything that might impact crops in that way.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the U.S. Drought Monitor, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't pulled it up for a little while. And here it is. This is as of June 24th, so we'll get an update. The update will be as of today, but it'll come out on Thursday. southern South Dakota, Nebraska, northern Kansas, about, 25% of Iowa, northern Illinois, northwest Indiana, still looking at some sign of drier than normal conditions, but boy, it's going to have to be 1983 like if we're going to jolt the markets at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm no weather forecaster, and far from it, but everything that I know and been told by weather forecasters that all our severe droughts form in the southeast, and if you look at that map, there is nothing. I mean, nothing. Below northern Missouri, below the northern half of Illinois, the very tip of northern tip of Indiana, and so everything to the southeast has nothing from a dryness perspective.
Right.
So, if anything, it would be a flash drought, and even that, I think there are plenty of forecasters out there that have kind of poo-pooed that one. There's potential, I guess, but not hit real high expectations that something like that would happen.
So here we are. We're heading into the 4th of July 3-day holiday weekend with very little concern about yields for corn or soybeans. It seems like a pretty good setup to get it back in here on Monday morning and go, wait a minute, what? Why is everybody talking about this hotter and drier forecast?
Yeah, well, and there's some of that out there. If you look in the 2 to 3 week outlook, there is potential. And I think National Weather Service's extended forecast did call for above normal temperatures and some below normal precip, not in wide swaths. The temperatures, yes, not the precip. A little bit more of a varied tone there as we move through the summer months. So we'll see. The 4th of July, when you come out of it, and it's an extended weekend this year. Recent years, we've had it in the middle of the week, and so it's kind of just a one-day break or whatever. But true extended weekend this year, you can flip it. The history says you either extend the price trend that's in place, which obviously for corn is down, or you can reverse it and start a new trend. And in this case, that would be a price recovery in corn. So we'll see. Monday, I guess we'll know if something like that's probably going to happen or not.
Right. What got into the wheat market today? Some solid gains in the SRW in the spring.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's anything, to be honest with you. Just some short covering, things like that. And harvest remains delayed, the winter wheat harvest. There's some concerns on the disease side of things, maybe some quality concerns in some of those areas that have had these late season rains just ahead of harvest. But, man, I've heard some really big yields out there, especially on the SRW side of things. We'll see. We get a USDA's first production, all wheat production estimate in July. And we'll see where that one comes in at. I wouldn't rule out a little bit bigger estimate there than what USDA was projecting last month, to be honest.
Gotcha. All right. Talk to me about trade in the soy complex products. Today, big gains in soybean oil, slight losses in soybean meal. Is the bean oil market seeing something in the budget reconciliation bill that it likes?
Oh, I think that just that the Senate got it done, to be honest with you. That wasn't a certainty, and so that got done, and I think more just relief than anything. Soybean oil, I think, is the one to watch there. And the question is, can beans go with it if it does make a big upside push, or does the meal market remain an anchor? And that's really what we've seen, just incredible spreading action within the soy complex and soy products in particular with soy oil and soy meal. Heavy long spread on the soy oil side and short on the meal side of things here recently.
Yeah. Soybean meal under $2.75. It just feels like a heck of a bargain.
Oh, it's absolutely historically when we've been, you know, you can go back, almost 20 years now, and anything under $300 has been a value buy, and we're well below that at the moment. And we just don't see buyers showing up. And I think that, you know, if I had to tie one thing to it, it's that we're going to see increased soy oil use for biofuels. With everything that's being pushed through with USDA or EPA's mandates, that we're still waiting to be finalized, but are proposed at the moment. And so you start to crush more for oil because you're going to use more. Mm-hmm. Well, what are we going to do with the meal? We got to find a home for the meal. So maybe that $300 value level that we've seen in the past isn't a value level anymore because we got to find probably an export market for it. You know, we can't use it all here domestically. And so, you know, how do you encourage more demand? You encourage it with lower prices. And I think that that's the process that's playing out right now in the soy meal market.
All right. All right. Well, so far we've touched them all. Is there any market that you, you got 30 seconds to kind of hold hands going into this weekend?
Yeah, the dollar, 3.5 year low. So, you know, that one's a critical one. But keep in mind, until it translates into stronger exports, it's nothing more than a day-to-day factor that could come into play. And so it might encourage some short covering if we continue to see prices slide and things like that. But everything's telling us right now from a market perspective, whether it's the dollar or treasuries, that anticipation is the Fed's going to start cutting here pretty soon.
Gotcha. Good stuff, Beege. Thank you so much, buddy.
Absolutely, Chip. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Brian Grady, editor at Pro Farmer. He's with us every AM show for Markets Now. He'll be with us again tomorrow morning. Davis and I will be right back.
Want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription at babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Hey, call me when you get a sec.
Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Ty Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at #AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with ya. Chip Flory joins as well. Yep. I'm looking at the headline here on ProFarmer.com's After the Bell. U.S. Senate passes one big beautiful bill. You've been watching this really closely.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. Apparently we've moved it out of the Senate now.
Right. And there are some differences between the House version and the Senate version. Normally, that would mean a conference committee. You get some members of the House together, you get some members of the Senate together, you sit down, you conference, and you figure out the differences, and you make it something that, once it goes back to the House will pass it. I don't think they're going to do that. I think Johnson has decided that if they conference on this thing, they won't be able to get a conference agreement, and the House won't be able to vote to pass it and send it on to the president. So the House has already passed its version. The Senate today passed its version. One, Mr. Jim Wiesmeyer, policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, says more likely is what is called a wraparound amendment. It is a type of legislative amendment used in the U.S. Congress and some state legislatures. It is designed to replace the entire text of a bill or a large portion of it with new language, effectively wrapping around or superseding the original bill content. The amendment often comes in the form of a substitute amendment, sometimes called the manager's amendment, that replaces all or most of the underlying bill with a new version.
Oof. That
it's not done, Davis.
I don't like that. Yeah.
It's not done. That what that means is that none of this is settled. So I'm looking all these comments about it's going to pass the way that it is and thinking to myself, Jesus, Johnson going to be able to get this done in the House? He doesn't have to get it done because they're going to use this tactic. And that means when you look at things like 45Z, and we talked to Chris Bliley from Growth Energy about this morning, the sustainable aviation fuel credit, the ethanol to jet, is at $1 in the Senate version, $1 per gallon. In the House version, it's $1.75. So I asked him and said, what does the compromise look like on this? He really didn't have an answer and just said, we're going to have to watch and see how this thing plays out. How it plays out is this wraparound amendment or the manager's amendment. What this means is that everything is still up for grabs.
Yeah.
The Medicaid issues, still up for grabs. SNAP, still up for grabs. They've done all of this. They have done all of this. And then they're going to move forward with the wraparound amendment. And that leaves it all up in the air. This is really, really kind of disheartening. We thought that I thought they were making progress. I don't know if you can call this progress or not. They've passed it. They passed it, but
so
they
can
change everything.
Who determines who writes the wraparound piece then?
Well,
because that's the person that's writing the legislation then ultimately is what I'm hearing from you.
Exactly. Now the wraparound, any amendments, and you could come with any number of amendments to this, and it just replaces all the language. So you can change the word is to are, pass an amendment that changes is to are, and it will change only that one word, in the whole bill. But you can come back and do it again and change $1 to $1.75 or $1.35 or $1.50 or whatever it might be decided in this compromise bill. Or it might change the work requirements on SNAP from this is what we passed to, let's just go back to what we were doing before. Any of that could happen. Any of it.
And none of it sounds like a good outcome.
I cannot wait to get Wiesmeyer in here. By the way, guys, we're going to do an early free for all. Some of us might be calling it a three for all on Thursday.
Some, not all.
Yeah, some, not all of us.
Three for all. That's very clever.
It is. Thank you, Big Apple Joe. Yes, it is. Yes. Even if you say so yourself, it is very clever. But we're going to do an early version of it on Thursday. We'll get Wiesmeyer in here on Thursday and Sean Haney. Sean Haney, by the way, is off today. It's Canada Day.
Yeah,
so
Canada
shout out to all our Canadian friends here on Canada Day. But we're gonna talk about this and try to figure out exactly what it might mean for this bill going forward and some of the really important legislation that is in there.
Okay, so we're talking day after tomorrow, Thursday morning. We're doing the free-for-all instead of on Friday. Yep. Wasn't the House supposed to vote on their version or whatever tomorrow?
The House has passed its version. I'm not sure exactly what this wraparound. Okay, next steps. Passage in the House remains uncertain as Republican leaders try to bridge deep divides within their rank, with Trump's political capital again proving crucial. The House Rules Committee is expected to meet today to begin to prepare the bill for floor consideration. The full House is expected back in Washington Wednesday morning, giving the chamber 2 days to pass a package before GOP's self-imposed July 4th deadline. So, yes, the vote is coming right up. Okay. But the idea is because they are working with this wraparound amendment, the House will go ahead and pass the Senate version as is, send it over to Trump to sign, and then come back and make amendments to it later.
Sounds like a pain in the neck.
Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Hey, no. It gives us something to talk about. National Weather Service 6 to 10-day outlook. Near normal temperatures July 7th through the 11th through the heart of the belt. Above normal temperatures expected in the eastern corn belt. Above normal across the entire belt. We got the Farmer Forum tomorrow morning here on AgriTalk.
anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
My mom is a veteran, and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years, and there were tons of complications.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned.
My victory is getting my life back.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke. Artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297 CH Durand.